You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you were locked in on the Pirates game last night, you may have missed it. It happened the first of Aaron Rodgers' guest hosting stints on Jeopardy.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Welcome to Jeopardy. As a lifelong fan of Jeopardy, it is an incredible honor to guest host. Now, I've had the opportunity to do a lot of amazing things, but winning Celebrity Jeopardy and getting to share the stage with the legend Alex Trebek is something I will never forget. Alex was such a gentleman, so smart, so precise. I was in awe, and I will work hard to honor his legacy. Scott, Brandon, Joe Beth, let's get into the Jeopardy round with these categories.
Quick, succinct, good, right to the good point, exactly what we said we wanted him to do. And then, you know, not too many over-the-top attempts at humor. In fact, only one, and it came from one of the contestants in Final Jeopardy.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0.
In the form of a question, Rogers, too. I like it. Good job by Scott there. Yeah.
Referencing the decision to kick that field goal at the end of the NFC Championship game. Anyway, I thought he did a really good job, Aaron Rodgers did last night. And like I said, exactly the way we wanted him to go about it, Colin.
Yeah, I thought he was spectacular. And here's the thing. It's not Card Sharks. It's not, you know, it's not even Wheel of Fortune. There's a serious tone to Jeopardy where it's quality over quantity in terms of the quips and the jokes. You only get a couple to bounce in every once in a while as opposed to a big fun show the whole time. I mean, you're quite honestly a game manager, and he's never known that, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And that's what he has to do.
Gene Rayburn up there trying to come up with witty puns during match game. You let the thing speak for itself and let it breathe and have a little gravitas.
I thought he was great. And he came out in an interview and said, hey, listen, this isn't an either-or proposition. Let me let everybody know I have a schedule figured out. And you have that, and I showed you that earlier today. I have a schedule figured out, Chris, to where I can go ahead and make this and do both. It doesn't have to wait till I retire. I don't have to quit being the quarterback of the Packers. I have enough days in my calendar. I could do both of these things.
That's a hell of a second job when you stack it up that way. Quarterback for the Green Bay Packers by day, Jeopardy host by night, as it were, or at least one half of the year versus the other half of the year. That may be the coolest second job in the world. Jim, I know you're very high on the idea of being like a golf course ranger someday. This beats that. This beats it for a second job potential.
Well, certainly income-wise, it
does.
I mean, he's still a young guy. You know, what's weird is that when, you know, the guys that are actually younger than you guys that are reaching, you know, when they reach retirement age as athletes, and you clearly, you know, need something to do, you know, either way, I mean, if he can squeeze it into his schedule, then good for him.
Oh, absolutely.
Is golf course ranger still your dream second job, Jim?
Is that what you'd want to do?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't really thought about it. That's on the list of things that I would be capable of doing that doesn't require a whole lot of physical exertion.
Well,
what else is on the Jim Colony
list? What else is there? No physical exertion. What else would you want to do, Jim?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't really thought about it. I mean, as soon as I start thinking about it, then, you know, it's like Chuck Knoll said, you know, if you start thinking about it, then it's time to do it. I'm not quite
well,
ready
you've
yet.
Already referenced the potential future retirement date on
right.
the air, Jim. So let's not pretend like
well,
you haven't kicked these ideas around.
I'm not paying that toll on 79 South.
There we go.
In Kerwin Heights or wherever it is.
There we are.
I'm just not paying it.
Jim's not cheap. He's just frugal.
That's when he hangs it up.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a toll on
79. I'll get off at Carnegie and drive around through Bridgeville. I'm not putting up with that.
My second job is simple.
What is it?
Oh, we talked about this about a couple months ago, and then I really had a good think about it. It would be a great job for someone like me. It's not that I don't like people. It's just like I'm okay being by myself. You could put mm-hmm. earphones in. You can mind your business. You could also take pride in your work, and you work. And I like kind of working at my own – not at my own speed, but I like doing the stuff kind of overnight and by, weird hours. Driving that street cleaner, I could absolutely do.
Oh, yeah.
I would put earphones in. I would listen to overnight sports talk radio and or music. Sit in there. You drive along the curb. Park on the right side on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Park on the left side on Tuesday and Thursday, whatever. You paint your own Picasso, your Da Vinci, whatever. You go straight down the street. You see that watermark. Bang. And then you make a turn. You go on that side. Watch out. Brush against the curb. Bang. And
right.
no
in the winter,
one
you get to drive a plow.
Right. No one screws with you. Really. Really. Because here's the thing. Even if there's a problem, you don't have to do the dirty work. You go around the car that's parked there, and someone else comes and writes the ticket. You're not the ticket-issuing person. You're in there. You're in your box. It probably has heat in the winter. It's probably cold. It has air conditioning in the summer. You drive that street cleaner. That would be and you're not in harm's way.
See,
you're minding your business.
I'm along the same lines in that I would like to have it have something to do with driving and delivery driving. I think would be okay. But then I've talked to we have a good friend whose dad was a UPS driver for years, and he just retired this past year. And every once in a while, he would tell me about the huge packages you would get that would weigh like 600 pounds, and you'd have to somehow drag off the back of the truck. So I wouldn't be. You know what I think would be good is, and this is picking and choosing and splitting hairs, but make me the veteran on the landscaping crew who all he has to do is stand on the back of that mower and just zoom around people's backyards. That I wouldn't mind either for a second.
That's not a bad gig. Those things get tricky, though, especially early in the morning when it's wet.
You can really
eat it down a hill, and you're in trouble because that blade's sharp. And also, that thing can fall on you. I don't want that. That's too much. That's too much on my mind. That street cleaner, I'm telling you, the street cleaner, and then that street cleaner has a adapter thing on it sometimes, and it turns into like a leaf picker-upper, you know?
It sucks up like a vacuum, yeah.
Man, that is fascinating to me. So there's that. I could do that.
Chris, how about driving for like a, I don't know, like a pharmacy or like you see like the buy. There's a place on 910 near where Colin and I live, just off the turnpike. And I drove past there the other day, and there were a whole bunch of these little cars. So it's not like you have to navigate a UPS truck. You just drive
one
of those
funny,
little
Jim?
Vehicles and do deliveries.
Our friend whose father was
a
UPS driver. Yeah. Our friend whose father was the UPS driver is now a delivery guy for a pharmacy.
Well, here's the deal,
too. So he just graduated from one to the other.
With those things. Like when my daughter was undergoing like real intensive chemo, they'd deliver pills to our house. Ones that were like real specialty kind of. They come at all times of night. Like they'd knock on our door at 10:30 at night sometimes. They deliver 24 hours a day, seemingly. I think the latest one was like honestly at like 11 something at night. But I've been told though, sometimes they got real like hard narcotics and real expensive medicine.
Like stuff you don't want to be driving around with.
Correct. You got to watch out. You don't want to get jacked. You're not getting jacked as a street cleaner. No one's going to jack the street cleaner because you can't get away with it either.
What are you going to steal? Some of the leaves he sucked up? I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right.
The bread route guy is a good job, too. You're up real early in the morning. We're used to getting up in the morning. And you see the bread. They don't go into places, I don't think. They just throw it on the front stoop a lot. So you get out, you drive the Mancini's truck or the Saloni's, whatever, right on the front door, and you're out.
And the old bread man from Penn Hills to check.
Right,
then
you knock off 2 hours on a drinking coffee. It's on the clock. You know, that's bang.
It's a good call too. Well, yes. We got a lot of options in front of us, so that.
But not Jeopardy host because that they need to hire him tomorrow. They need to hire him tomorrow. He's that good. Unless he screws up this week.
Surprisingly good. He was surprisingly good. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.